Right. I suppose, again, we can move on to the second itinerary.
Oh, off we go.
The Lot Valley, which is in the Dordogne. In the and we're talking here, roughly speaking, southwest France. Not near, it's inland from Bordeaux, above Perpignan. So it's much more central, away from the sea. And it's in the valley of the Lot River, L-O-T. And this is a terrific place to go. Very, very popular for French people, not at all discovered by Anglo-Saxons.
Okay, now, and or even Celts. Just tell me to get people's minds located where we're talking about. What's the nearest big city or contained in this thing or near to it?
I would say... I'd say Perpignan is to the south.
Yeah.
The Dordogne region is to the north, and Bordeaux is to the west.
Yes. So Perpignan perhaps then would be the nearest place that would people find on the map.
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to fly again, and it's about accessibility, because it's all well and good saying, oh, you have to go see the Lot Valley, but you have to travel for 9 hours to get there. Not so. Ryanair have a direct flight into Rodez, which is about 60 kilometres east of Cahors, which is the main town on the river that we're going to talk about.
See, I hadn't even heard of this airport.
Well, there you go. Rodez. Yeah, the Ryanair have a direct flight into there. This is part Ryanair are expanding, and they're looking for access to these parts of France that, as I said, had hitherto gone relatively undiscovered. And I think these are real gems. This is a great one. And this, I will confess, I had to do an awful lot of research myself, because even though I've been to this area, I don't know this area well at all. But what I do remember in talking to friends of mine who do know it well is that French people love it, because this is, la vraie France, real France.
Yes.
And so it's Cahors. And you know that they still speak in parts, in pockets, they speak Occitan, which is a kind of old version of Provençal. So that kind of old Latinized French, it's like they really do. This is real kind of old history stuff. You're laughing.
I'm laughing not because of what you're saying. Yeah, why would I do that? No, I'm just talking the text. Some Jimmy went to La Grande Motte near Montpellier, found the people ignorant. It was too hot, the food disgusting and very, very expensive. Never going back again. Well, I don't know La Motte, but I do know Montpellier, and I adore it. And I imagine you do too, Fionn, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. I have to say, one of the things about Montpellier, beautiful town, absolutely gorgeous, but again, over-touristed. You know, I think what happens, and it's not just a French thing, it happens everywhere there is a city like Florence. My mother's from Florence, and I say Florence is as guilty of this as anywhere I've ever seen. People get jaded with tourism, they become arrogant, they become tired, they become a little rude and brusque. But meanwhile, they don't realize that they're actually being rude to the goose that's laying the golden egg.
Yeah, but I suppose their patience has a limit. And
get some other industry. Stop over relying on tourism.
Yeah. Anyway, I just think Montpellier is beautiful. And
yes.
But anyway, we're not talking about Montpellier at the moment. We're talking sort of somewhat west of Montpellier and somewhat north of Montpellier.
Yeah.
Toward the Perpignan.
So you're going to start Cahors. And this is the capital of the old province of Quercy. Now, this is, we're going back to very old France, so it's kind of slightly irrelevant. But this is a town that has been a Gallic settlement. This is going back 2,000 years. A Roman town. A briefly held Moorish possession. A town under English rule. A bastion
where the battle occurred, the Battle of Crecy, I presume.
Yes, indeed. A bastion of Catholicism in the Wars of Religion. It was sacked then by Henry IV. You know, is it Henry IV who said, Paris vaut bien une messe?
Yes, Paris is worth a mass.
Paris is worth a mass. And then it's been a university town for 400 years. And it's also where anybody who knows French history, Léon Gambetta, who was a great politician of the 19th century, was born. So the reason I mention all these things is this town, though unknown to the vast majority, is central to French history. And so therefore, well worth, if you really want to get into the heartland of France, you could do much worse than go
here. Is it on the edge of Languedoc country?
Yes, it is.
And you would probably have some Basque influences there as well.
Well, if you go southwest of there, you start getting the Basque influences into the Pyrenees. But this is still very much Provençal, where you, as I said, where they speak in parts, pockets of, along the area, would speak Occitan, which is this old, old language that doesn't really sound much like French at all.
And this is because they didn't say oui, they said wick.
Oh, okay.
That's how Languedoc means language of Oc, the heart. Yes, the language of Oc.
Yeah.
Just depart from France for a moment to deal with traffic updates, courtesy of www.discoverireland.ie. Westport. In Dublin, a breakdown has been cleared on Cable Street and Church Street inbound. It's back to before the King Street junction, heading towards the North Keys. I think it probably is backed up, but I'm not quite sure of that. Anyway, onlookers continue to cause delays on the M1 northbound, almost back to the Port Tunnel, after a collision southbound at the Drynham interchange has been cleared. There are no further delays southbound onlookers. Can you believe it? Anyway, text your traffic updates for the last few minutes of the program to 53106. Cost 30 cents, or low call 1894-53106. So I'm not altogether sure. I'm interested in interrupting Fionn again, but off you go, Fionn.
Well, I was going to say, of the many highlights of this area, we're going to just pick a couple. For example, Lobrac is this expanse about 1,300 metres high, so it's a high plateau. Now, we've gone past it for this year, but in May they have the Transhumance Festival, which is basically when the cattle move from the lower pastures to the higher pastures for the summer. And so they have, and this stuff here, this goes back a couple of thousand years.
Yeah, and to just to interrupt you, and I don't want to do it, but
no,
you just mentioned festivals, and the French love their festivals.
Yes, they do. And they do them well. And what they do is they have the town gets, the mairie gets involved, you know, they dress the towns up everywhere. So it's, these are things that if you go as a visitor, you become, you get sucked up into. So you enjoy fully. It's not as if you're just slightly sitting on the outside observing. You actually become a part of it.
And they are authentic things.
Very much so.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of their identity. They're not doing it for tourists.
No.
This is part of their the way they think of themselves and the way they think of their year.
And then you have also, so let's say, for example, and we were saying this about the Route du Vin, you can do that in 3-4 days. You can do this in 3-4 days as well. So you can, as I said, fly into Rodez, and from there you can try. You could, should go to Conques. Now, Conques is. Do you know the pilgrimage route on to Santiago de Compostela? The Camino de Santiago. Well, the Camino de Santiago, which most people who know about it know that it runs across the top of northern Spain, but it actually begins in France. And Conques in France, in this area, in the Low Valley, is an important stop along the pilgrimage route. If you do the full pilgrimage route,
began at St James's Gate in Dublin. That's why St James's Gate is called St James's Gate, because that's Irish pilgrims going.
You're making it up, you are.
No, I'm not. No, really? I'm serious. I am serious.
Is that?
That's serious.
I've never heard that before in my life. Well, and there's a part of me, my instinct says, Kevin Myers, you're lying to me. But then you're looking at me with those eyes that say, I'm actually speaking in earnest.
Yeah, there we are.
I really didn't
know
that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. We stand, I stand in educated.
Okay.
So you have the Santiago de Compostela, Saint-Jacques de Compostela in French. And again, this is an old Roman town, which it's the Benedictine Abbey in this town is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So it's well worth going to see.
Okay, well, now we've just got over 3 minutes left. So
I'm going to have to jump to the last one then.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a sell.